How to leave engaging and professional voicemails. In today's fast-paced business world, effective communication is the cornerstone of success. While emails and text messages dominate modern interactions, voicemails remain a vital tool for making a lasting impression, especially when a direct conversation isn't possible. However, leaving a voicemail that is both engaging and professional can be challenging. Too often, messages are rushed, unclear, or fail to inspire the recipient to call back. This comprehensive guide will walk you through the essential strategies, tips, and best practices to ensure your voicemails stand out, build trust, and drive action. Whether you're reaching out to a potential client, following up with a colleague, or networking, mastering voicemail etiquette can elevate your communication mastery to new heights. Why voicemails still matter in business communication? With the rise of digital communication tools, you might wonder if voicemails are still relevant. The answer is a resounding yes. Voicemails offer a personal touch that emails and texts often lack. They allow you to convey tone, emotion, and urgency in ways that written words cannot. For business professionals, a well-crafted voicemail can serve as a powerful first impression or a strategic follow-up. It's an opportunity to showcase your professionalism, clarity, and intent. Moreover, voicemails are often received by decision-makers who value concise, direct communication, a skill that's critical for online communication and beyond. Unlike emails that can get buried in inboxes, a voicemail often prompts immediate attention, especially if it's compelling. However, the key lies in striking the right balance between professionalism and engagement. A monotone, overly formal message can bore the listener, while an overly casual tone may undermine your credibility. Let's explore how to navigate this balance with actionable techniques, ensuring your voicemails not only get heard but also inspire a response. By integrating these strategies, you'll avoid communication overload and make every message count. The core elements of an engaging and professional voicemail. Before diving into specific tips, it's important to understand the foundational elements that make a voicemail both engaging and professional. These components set the stage for a message that resonates with the listener and prompts action. 1. Clarity of purpose. Every voicemail should have a clear purpose. Are you following up on a meeting, requesting information, or introducing yourself? Stating your intent early in the message prevents confusion and respects the listener's time. A focused voicemail demonstrates respect and ensures the recipient understands why you're reaching out. Be direct but polite, avoiding vague statements like "I just wanted to chat." Instead, say, "I'm calling to discuss the recent proposal I sent on Monday." Clarity is a hallmark of effective communication, especially when using your unique communication strengths. 2. Conciseness. Time is a precious commodity in the business world. A professional voicemail should ideally last between 20 to 30 seconds, long enough to convey your message but short enough to hold attention. Rambling messages risk losing the listener or, worse, being skipped entirely. Plan your voicemail before calling, outlining the key points you need to cover. This keeps your message tight and impactful, ensuring you don't waste a second of the recipient's time. 3. Tone and energy. Your tone sets the mood of the message. A warm, confident tone can make the listener feel valued and eager to respond, while a flat or rushed delivery can signal disinterest or nervousness. Speak with energy, but avoid sounding overly enthusiastic, which can come across as unprofessional. Smile as you speak; it naturally lifts your tone and makes you sound approachable. Your voice is a powerful tool for building connection, so use it wisely to leave a positive impression. 4. Call to action. Always end with a clear call to action. What do you want the recipient to do after listening to your voicemail? Whether it's returning your call, checking an email, or scheduling a meeting, make your request specific and easy to follow. For example, "Please call me back at 555-123-4567 by Thursday to confirm the meeting time." A strong call to action increases the likelihood of a response, making your voicemail a productive part of your communication strategy. Step-by-step guide to crafting the perfect voicemail. Now that we've covered the foundational elements, let's break down the process of leaving an engaging and professional voicemail into actionable steps. Follow this framework to ensure your messages consistently hit the mark. Step 1. Prepare before you call. Never dial a number without knowing exactly what you're going to say. Preparation prevents awkward pauses, and rambling. Write a brief script or bullet points to guide your message. Include your name, the purpose of your call, key details, and your contact information. Practice reciting it a few times to ensure a smooth delivery. Preparation also boosts your confidence, which translates through your voice. If you're leveraging tools to streamline your outreach, consider leveraging technology for better communication to organize your thoughts and follow UPS. Step 2. Start with a polite introduction. Begin your voicemail by addressing the recipient by name if possible. Personalization shows respect and grabs attention. Follow this with your full name, company, if relevant, and a brief context for your call. For example, "Hi Sarah, this is John Smith from Acme Solutions. I'm following up on the proposal we discussed last week." This introduction sets a professional tone and immediately grounds the listener in the purpose of your message. Step 3. State the purpose clearly and concisely. After the introduction, dive straight into why you're calling. Avoid lengthy preambles or unrelated small talk. Be specific about the reason for your outreach and provide just enough detail to make your intent clear. For instance, "I wanted to confirm if you've had a chance to review the pricing details I sent on Monday and address any questions you might have." This keeps the message focused and respects the recipient's time. Step 4. Add a personal touch, when appropriate. While professionalism is key, adding a subtle personal touch can make your voicemail more engaging. If you've met the recipient before, reference a shared experience or conversation briefly. For example, "It was great meeting you at the conference last week. I enjoyed discussing industry trends with you." This builds rapport without veering into unprofessional territory. Use discretion, ensuring the personal element is relevant and brief. Step 5. Include a specific call to action. As mentioned earlier, a clear call to action is crucial. Be explicit about what you need from the recipient and provide a time frame if applicable. Repeat your contact information slowly and clearly to ensure they can reach you easily. For example, "I'd appreciate a call back by tomorrow at 555-123-4567 to discuss next steps." This reinforces your purpose and makes it simple for the recipient to follow through. Step 6. End on a positive note. Close your voicemail with a polite and upbeat sign-off. Phrases like "I look forward to speaking with you soon" or "Thank you for your time, I appreciate it" leave the listener with a positive impression. Avoid abrupt endings. Always wrap up with a tone of gratitude or anticipation. This small gesture enhances your professionalism and keeps the interaction friendly. Common voicemail mistakes to avoid. Even with the best intentions, certain pitfalls can derail the effectiveness of your voicemail. Here are common mistakes to watch out for and how to avoid them. 1. Speaking too quickly. Rushing through your message can make you sound nervous or unprepared. It also risks important details being missed. Slow down, enunciate clearly, and pause briefly between key points. This ensures your message is easy to understand and projects confidence. 2. Leaving overly long messages. A voicemail that drags on is likely to be cut off or ignored. Aim for brevity. Stick to 20 to 30 seconds unless the situation demands more detail. If you have a lot to say, consider summarizing in the voicemail and directing the recipient to an email or follow-up call for more information. 3. Failing to leave contact information. It's surprising how often people forget to leave a callback number or repeat it too quickly. Always state your number clearly at the end of the message, even if you think the recipient has it. Make it easy for them to reach you without having to search for your details. 4. Using an unprofessional tone. Casual language, slang, or excessive familiarity can harm your credibility, especially in initial outreach. Maintain a polite, professional tone, even if you know the recipient well. First impressions matter, and your voicemail might be forwarded to others in the organization. 5. Calling at inappropriate times. Timing matters. Avoid leaving voicemails late at night, during weekends, or on holidays unless it's urgent and expected. Be mindful of time zones if you are reaching out to someone in a different region. Scheduling your calls thoughtfully shows respect for the recipient's schedule. Advanced tips for voicemail mastery. Once you've mastered the basics, consider these advanced strategies to take your voicemail game to the next level. These tips cater to specific scenarios and help you adapt your approach for maximum impact. 1. Tailor your message to the recipient. Not all voicemails should sound the same. Adjust your tone and content based on who you're calling. A message to a long-term client can be warmer and more familiar, while outreach to a new prospect should be more formal and structured. Understanding your audience is key to effective communication. 2. Use voicemail as a follow-up tool. Voicemails are excellent for following up after an email or meeting. Reference the prior interaction to jog the recipient's memory. For example, "This is a follow-up to the email I sent yesterday regarding our project timeline. I wanted to check if you're available for a quick call this week." This continuity reinforces your professionalism and persistence. 3. Leverage urgency when necessary. If your message is time-sensitive, communicate urgency without sounding pushy. Use phrases like "I wanted to connect before the deadline on Friday" or "This is regarding an urgent update to our plan." Be honest about the urgency. False claims can damage trust. 4. Practice active listening to their greeting. Pay attention to the recipient's voicemail greeting. It might include specific instructions, such as an alternative contact method or their availability. Tailor your message accordingly, showing that you've listened and respected their preferences. This small detail can set you apart. 5. Record and review your own voicemails. If possible, record yourself leaving a sample voicemail and play it back. Listen for tone, pacing, and clarity. Are you speaking too fast? Does your message sound confident? Self-review helps you identify areas for improvement and refine your delivery over time. The role of technology in voicemail effectiveness. Modern technology offers tools to enhance your voicemail strategy. Many phone systems allow you to review your message before sending it, ensuring it's polished. Additionally, transcription services can provide recipients with a text version of your voicemail, increasing accessibility. Explore these options to stay ahead of the curve and ensure your messages are received as intended. For more insights on integrating tech into your communication efforts, check out resources on leveraging technology for better communication. Conclusion. Leaving an engaging and professional voicemail is an art that combines preparation, clarity, and personality. In a business environment where every interaction counts, a well-crafted voicemail can open doors, strengthen relationships, and drive results. By following the steps and tips outlined in this guide, you'll transform a routine task into a strategic communication tool. Remember to keep your messages concise, purposeful, and polite, while avoiding common pitfalls that diminish impact. As you refine this skill, you'll not only improve your callback rates but also enhance your reputation as a thoughtful and effective communicator. Start practicing today. Pick up the phone, prepare your script, and leave a voicemail that leaves a lasting impression. With consistent effort, you'll master this often overlooked aspect of business communication, setting yourself apart in a crowded field. For more strategies to excel in professional interactions, explore additional resources on communication mastery and take your skills to the next level.